stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. The second half of the tribulation. Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. My. No truer truth words were ever spoken. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program. It opens up end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians. The times of the end are here, so get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Signs Radio depends on your sacrificial giving, and I am very grateful for every love gift that comes in. And wow, Walk on Water sponsors. Will you walk on water tonight? I pray you will. I pray God touches your heart to support Signs Radio. The times are tough for all of us, my friends, but your love gift counts no matter how small. And a lot of small ones add up to meeting the monthly bills. If you haven't donated, please pray about doing so today. This request is for those who donate once in a while or have never donated support at all. Is it not about time you did? Now, for another Last Days, End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Watchman comment. Concerning the word provocation, I'd like you to know that days of temptation are often days of provocation, which provoke God when he is trying us and letting us see that we should depend on Yahweh. Provocation can be the cause of resentment in you that can separate you not only from God, but all that is godly and holy. Amen. It is so much better to be made partakers of Christ through a true salvational experience that remains with you if you hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end without wavering. Amen. A hard heart is a stony heart. That just cannot receive Yahweh's grace, no matter how many times a well-meaning Christian tries to get that heart to repeat a prayer. First, that person must be led to the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, if you will, who then walks alongside, softening the hard-hearted person, leading that person then to the true salvational experience through the Holy Ghost. Amen. I pray for the one listening right now that you will be led to ask Jesus Christ to save your immortal soul. You do not need fancy words or prayers. You just need to want to repent and change. Talk to God as you might talk to your best friend. Bare your heart. Open up your heart to the Lord and cry out in repentance for your soul to be saved. Yahweh already knows your heart, and Yahweh is listening for your repentant call right now in True Truth. Please do not miss your chance, and you will know in your heart what I am saying is real. And that's a big amen. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen and amen. Let's hear from God tonight on this True Truth program. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
A warning has gone out to the peoples of the earth, saith the Lord. A warning that has come close to shaking the very foundation that they stand on. But they have not heeded my warning, says God. And because they have not heeded my warning shall continue. For soon the warning shall cease, and the ability to hear them will be no more. The rumblings of the earth will not decrease, but they will come back again. The shiftings deep below the earth will cause the volcanoes to erupt once more. Heed these warnings, and heed them now, before it is too late, saith the Lord.
For I would speak to my children in these last days, concerning the last days. Thus saith the Lord, beware, understand the work of your enemy, saith the Lord. For the enemy comes to deceive, the enemy comes to destroy, and the enemy comes to kill. I say unto you again, beware of that which is not of me, saith the Lord. For in these last days, that which you cling to will become an idol of worship. That which you cling to above me, is that what you will worship? For I say unto you, even as I have done and am doing a work, the enemy, your enemy, is also doing a strange work. So be not deceived. I have warned you and prepared you, saith God.
My, my, my. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Now a true truth prophecy, quick Bible study, by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. My, my, my. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. King James Version, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Watchman comment. It is so important to understand the mysteries of Christ, one of which is that Jesus left with us the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, after his ascension. Before that, Christ himself lived with man, teaching us directly, but upon the Lord's ascension, he wisely opened the doors of heaven for the Holy Spirit to come down upon the earth, who would then teach men, teach us all things that Christ taught himself in Christ's absence, while the Lord is in heaven at the right hand of the Father. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, Jesus is speaking, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." John chapter 14, verse 18, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come unto you." My, 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 my friends. Verse 17 said, "The Spirit of truth," which is why I say on this program, you get the true truth. Amen. Mark 16, verse 19 says this, "So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God." There you have it. I've proven what I've said by giving you scripture from the original King James Version. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. Russell, Virginia, Alex, Virginia, CBK, Illinois, all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they sent their WOW, Walk on Water, love gifts in. They are all sponsoring tonight's program, and I thank you all for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offerings, tonight's program would have been unfunded. But instead, we can praise the Lord together. Father, bless all of them, Lord God. Touch their hearts, Lord God. Uplift them and keep them, Lord God. Meet their every need. I pray, Jehovah Jireh, you would be their provider. Hallelujah. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Now for the prophecy news behind the news of my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you can only get on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Obama says election will tip the balance on the Supreme Court. USA President Barack Hussein Obama campaigning in the swing state of Colorado, decided to make the Supreme Court a key issue for the presidential campaign. After earlier focusing on his health care overhaul law, free contraception, and funding for Planned Parenthood. Watchman comment, there you have it. The O-bomination has given you another reason not to vote for him, with the words coming from his own mouth. Obama quote, Obama says, election will tip the balance on the Supreme Court. Close Obama quote. Continuing, over 100 million now receiving federal welfare. A new chart released by the Republican side of the Senate Budget Committee details a startling statistic. Over 100 million people in the U.S. now receiving some form of federal welfare. Watchman comment, it is all about control leading up to 666, the mark of the world beast system. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Continuing, did you know that popcorn flavoring chemicals cause Alzheimer's disease? We are exposed to dangerous chemical compounds every day from a variety of household and environmental sources, as well as from most processed foods. Extensive research has shown that these synthetic compounds promote the development and progression of diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and dementia. Now researchers signal a strong warning about artificial butter flavorings commonly used in microwave popcorn and a variety of other food products. Continuing, medical freedom under attack. In Minnesota, USA, a court has ordered a young girl to undergo toxic chemotherapy against the wishes of her parents. This is a crime against children. Continuing, America on drugs. Americans currently spend over $2 trillion a year on health insurance, big pharma drugs, and medical bills. America's health care costs will more than double in the next 8 years. The United States of America is the most heavily vaccinated population in the world, and yet we are being plagued with the highest occurrence of autism, diabetes, and asthma in the world. With the biggest vaccine schedule on earth, we should have the lowest death rates and the best health. About 48% of U.S. men and 38% of women can now look forward to getting cancer. Over 8% of our children suffer from serious food allergies, and nearly 20% of our children are now on Schedule II pharmaceutical drugs. It is the medical system causing these problems. Continuing, Barack Hussein Obama time. Communist Party leader on Obama years. There could not be a better time to be communist in the USA than this. The three-day International Conference of Communists and Workers' Parties began amidst a call to intensify popular struggles and expand solidarities in the wake of the current world capitalist crisis. Watchman comment, when they use this word solidarity, it's right out of the Communist Manifesto. Continuing, so confident are the communist leaders of the solution they can offer to the current crisis in capitalism that even the leader of Communist Party USA, Scott Marshall, said there could not have been a better time to be a communist in the USA than this time. My. Continuing, this is the Prophecy Voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. USA President Barack Hussein Obama celebrated the Islamic holy month of Ramadan by hosting an iftar dinner at the State Dining Room of the White House in Washington back on October 10th, 2012. And I know that's back a while, but I wanted to make sure you knew about this. Obama quote at the conference, of all the freedoms we cherish as Americans, and I'll remember this is an Islamic conference, of all the rights that we hold sacred, foremost among them is freedom of religion, the right to worship as we choose. It's enshrined in the First Amendment of our Constitution. Again, remembering this is an Islamic conference. The law of the land, continuing the quote, always and forever. And some of you, as you arrive tonight, may have seen our special display, courtesy of our friends at the Library of Congress, the Koran that belonged to Thomas Jefferson, my oh my. And that's a reminder, along with generations of patriotic Muslims in America, that Islam, like so many faiths, is part of our national story. This evening, Obama continued, we're honored to be joined by the millions of Muslim Americans across our country and to the more than 1 billion Muslims around the world. Ramadan Kareem. Close Obama quote. Watchman comment. Kareem, in Islamic, means may the mercy be showered upon you. So what mercy is the Obama nation talking about? The answer is simple. It's Allah's mercy. Since in the Quran, Allah has absolutely no mercy for any but Muslims, it's no mercy at all, is it? In the Quran, 9:5. Fight and slay the pagans wherever you find them. Beleaguer them and lie in wait for them in every stratagem of war. Watchman comment. Obama is Muslim, as I have told you so many times, and he has supported Islam and not Christianity, and he's doing that at this conference. Therefore, Obama has shown you so many times he is a Muslim. He's shown it to you himself by what he's done and what he said. He said, quote, we Americans to the Muslims at that conference. Now, that's a misleading statement. True Americans love America, while true Muslims do not. And that's the truth. They are commanded by the Quran to kill all non-Muslims. In the Muslim Hadith, the Prophet of Allah said, if somebody discards his religion, kill him. Bukhari 52:260. Translation of that, Allah commands if someone will not become Muslim, kill him. At that Ramadan White House dinner, Obama also called Hillary Clinton's Muslim aide a patriot. My. What do you folks have to see or hear to understand that we've lost America? Obama is causing America to deteriorate more and more into a third world country. Continuing. Once again, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, orders hundreds of millions of rounds of ammo. The federal government, specifically the Department of Homeland Security, is buying up huge amounts of ammunition, and there seems to be no end in sight. Again, this is nothing new, as the DHS has refused to explain their purchase of over 450 million hollow points before, and now has ordered up to 650 to 750 million rounds of unspecified ammo, and also seems to be looking for more weapons as well. Watchman comment, my. They have ordered like a billion rounds in the last 6 months. And now that they have taken the online reports that specified how many rounds they ordered and they blacked them out. You can't read it anymore. Is all this ammo for use abroad or here in America? When the takeover begins and they cannot collect the guns of free Americans, is there about to be another American Civil War? Continuing. Obamacare mandate, sterilize 15-year-old girls for free without parental consent. Thanks to an Obamacare regulation that took effect on August 1st, health care plans in Oregon will now be required to provide free sterilizations to 15-year-old girls, even if the parents of those girls do not consent to the procedure. Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathy Sebelius, finalized the regulation early this year. Watchman comment, welcome to the Obama Nation's world of democratic, communist, socialist regime. Heil Barack Hussein Obama. This is America? Where is free America? It's gone. The Obama drama, the next season DVD, may be out soon. If America does not wake up, meaning the 2012 elections. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is desperately needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write sign, spelled SIGNS, P.O., Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, LISLE, State is New York, abbreviate that, NY, 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous. if you want. But I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Science Radio programs on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, my dear listening friends, titled, The Kingdom of Heaven is at Hand. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason God shall send them strong delusion, that they should not believe a lie. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, last verse, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. My dear friends, that's why I say on this program, true truth, and that those that listen to this program will be informed Christians. My friends, there is a big, bad tribulation headed our way, and nothing is going to stop that event from happening. There is a massive power shift underway in Washington, D.C., even today, which is leading our nation to abandon our Christian heritage and founding principles at an alarming rate. Many Christians are seeing the change in this country towards a secular, socialist state, especially in the last 3 years, which is, quite frankly, scaring them half to death. Many Christians have been falsely taught by their pastors and are ignorant of the scriptural prophecies or predictions describing these events. Many of these pastors are just regurgitating what they've been taught in their Bible schools, which has been taught for years and is not really Bible. They are stumbling over and wondering what Almighty God has been allowing to transpire here in the USA in today's crazy mix-up world. This rapidly shifting social political environment, combined with a lack of understanding of what Almighty God's Word clearly teaches us about the day we live in, has made for great confusion. It is a part of the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, strong delusion that I just read to you. There is absolutely nothing wrong in working with other apostates in the here and now, but, when they unify, I said, when these churches and Christian groups unify under the name of Jesus in a way that says all religions are equal, then there can only be confusion because all religions are not equal. And most are false, with true Christianity being the only true truth exception. Now, horrific eternal ramifications will follow the confusion that's upon the earth and even in the churches. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, chapter 22, verse 15. In the light of our day, my friends, the Holy Scripture explains quite clearly what the last days will be like, and Almighty God, Yahweh, expects His dear children not to be ignorant and foolish, but wise and understanding about our day in which we are living. Matthew chapter 24, verse 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. The Science Program and Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, will help you be a wise and informed Christian. Amen. Stay tuned, my friends. Amen and amen. Which means, so be it, so be it. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches, and the pastors, and the teachers, and the evangelists, etc., etc., etc. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
The end days are not coming. They're here, friends.
Right.
And this is the day to look ahead. We've got work to do. Let's not look back. Only that man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back, God said he's not worthy. Who is worthy for the kingdom? Those that continue to look ahead and plow.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, through repentance, of course, you will not fear the end times, the last days we live in. Instead, you will be waked and blessed and ready. So, as I always say, get right and get ready. The repeat of tonight's program is on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. WWCR. But the contract ends, and therefore the program, on October 27th due to lack of support. Then, later that day, on Saturday night, please tune in for a fresh new program at 9 p.m. Eastern, frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, you calculate your time Saturday nights, which is my most listened to program, and it will continue to air, amen. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's spelled signsradio.com. All one word, just like it sounds. www.signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. The number of those reading the website where that link takes you is growing daily. Many like the pictures posted with some of the reports, and there are many of them. Once more, www.signsradio.com, blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site. Here is the address to write one more time, a little faster. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, excellent program. Northwestern Ohio, loud and clear. Maranatha.
Thank you, my dear brother. You're about the only one left that consistently gives me a radio check letting me know how well the program's doing. Maranatha, God bless you.
Hi, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Thomas again from southeastern Alabama. That program on Monday night, I believe it's 9230.
Correction, 9265 for the Monday night broadcast at 9:30 Eastern. 9265.
Coming in loud and clear down here. I didn't think it was going to come in that clear around here, but it really is booming in here loud and clear tonight. Actually sounds better than 9350 on Wednesday night. There's a little bit of interference from another station next to you, and of course it's a little bit better than the 4840 on Saturday night. So it's coming in pretty loud and clear. Just want to let you know, and Maranatha, you have a good day and stay cool in all this heat. We'll see you later.
Thank you so much, my dear brother. I certainly appreciate that. 9265 booming in better than 4840 down there is a surprise to me, too. Is there anybody else listening on 9265? If you are, please give me a call. I would really appreciate it. That's Monday nights, 9265, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time. I'd really like to know how well that one is doing.
Morning, brother. This is Brother Van. And I listen to you occasionally. I listened to you this morning on 7.490. I think it says repeat broadcast. This is Saturday morning, the 8:30 version. Thank you. Continue. And I get a chance to send you a donation. Bye.
Many thanks for that call, my dear brother. Yours is the first one on Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. On 7490. Apparently you're a central. God bless you, brother. I appreciate the offering if you can send it. Be blessed. Bye-bye. Now my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1 5-6-6-3. Have you never called in a radio check to Signs Programs? How about calling tonight? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days, the end times you live in right now and today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts, tithes, and offerings to keep this program on the air. God bless you. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.